This is Pam Johnson Bennett with my Think Like a Cat behavior and training tip. Today's topic, what to do when your cat hates your new spouse. Whether it's a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a new spouse, life in that rose-covered cottage can quickly turn into Nightmare on Elm Street if the cat appears to hate the love of your life. Beginning a new relationship is stressful enough without the cat coming into the room and hissing and growling. Now, some people simply throw their hands up in the air and rehome the cat in an effort to please the new loved one. Then others actually consider ditching the new boyfriend or girlfriend because of the cat's negative reaction. Well, I have a much better option than those two. So here are a few tips to help you get started on the road toward having your cat see the good side of Mr. or Ms. Right. Okay, before we do anything else, it's important that you understand your cat isn't jealous. This may come as a surprise to you, but your cat isn't reacting this way because she's been replaced. It's actually confusion that has her feeling less than hospitable. Your cat is a territorial creature of habit, and it can be very unsettling for her to suddenly have someone unfamiliar spending time in the house. Cat parents often make the mistake of trying too hard to get the cat to like the new person. You may have picked up your cat and tried to physically place her in the arms of your spouse. Well, the cat doesn't have any time to do a scent investigation or to figure out whether this person is even friend or foe. Add to that the fact that this person is probably spending time in more intimate areas of the house that the cat considers personal territory. For example, if the cat is used to sleeping in bed with you and then suddenly she's banished from the bedroom, well, that can be very confusing. When a new spouse or boyfriend or girlfriend moves in, it's really an overwhelming invasion into the cat's territory. All of a sudden, there's furniture and clothes and other belongings that have an unfamiliar scent, and they're all being hauled into the house. So it's not just your spouse moving in. It's your spouse and all the belongings that go along with that. If you're moving into your spouse's house, or the two of you are moving into a new house altogether, well, that's even more overwhelming because now the cat has lost all of her familiar territory. So how do you change your cat's mind about your spouse? First of all, you can't rush this process. Cats need to feel as if they have a choice. The more you try to force your cat on your spouse, the more your cat will back away. Let's start with scent. Scent is so important to a cat, and that's a major part of how cats communicate. You can help your cat begin to feel more comfortable if your spouse carries some of her scent. Let's start with a sock. Take a clean sock and gently rub around your cat's mouth to collect some of her facial pheromones. Pheromones are scent chemicals, and cats have scent glands on their body. And the ones around the mouth contain the pheromones that are referred to as friendly ones. Cats facially rub on objects where they feel comfortable in the environment. Now take that sock and rub some of your spouse's personal belongings, such as shoes, briefcases, or purses. You can get more socks and repeat the process, but don't do it all at once. You don't want to wear your cat's cheeks out. And you can rub the pheromone-baited socks on the corners of furniture pieces or anything that belongs to your spouse. You can also have your spouse wear pheromone-baited socks around the house. Next in this process is understanding that the way to a cat's heart is through her stomach. Have your spouse be the one who prepares the cat's food and serves it. Your cat may not feel comfortable initially eating with your spouse in the room, but the scent of your spouse on the food bowl will be a start toward your cat associating good things with the presence of this new person. Treat giving can also be done by your spouse. Now, initially, it may involve just casually tossing a treat so that the cat can eat it from a distance. You can also do clicker training with your cat so that you can click and reward for any positive step toward your spouse. And in some cases, that positive step may simply just be that the cat is willing to be in the same room where your spouse is. Regardless of whether you're clicker training or you're simply offering treats, set the bar low enough so that the cat is rewarded for the smallest of steps. Next in our arsenal is the power of play. Playtime is a powerful tool in your behavior modification toolbox. When a cat's in play mode, she's having a good time. The good brain chemicals are being released and she's making positive associations with her surroundings. Initially, you may have to conduct these play sessions with your spouse sitting on the sidelines, but it'll be a way for your cat to see that she can relax and let her guard down and focus on the toy instead of worrying about that person sitting on the couch. Use an interactive toy that's based on a fishing pole design so that you can keep the action going and you can control where in the room the cat is going to be. Don't move the toy too close to your spouse. Keep the action within the cat's comfort zone. So if your cat is not comfortable being 6 feet away from your spouse, then do the session 7 feet away. Do it in the hallway and let your spouse be in the room. In subsequent sessions, you can sit closer to your spouse as you conduct the interactive play session and then eventually hand the toy off to the other person. Work up to being able to have your spouse initiate the games with your cat, but don't be in a rush. Let your cat set the pace. Now let's talk about the overall environment. Provide your cat with plenty of areas where she can retreat and feel comfortable whenever your new spouse is around. If there's no place for her to hide, she'll feel very vulnerable and she'll probably end up camped out under your bed or hiding in the corner in the closet. There should be at least one cat tree in the environment. Let your spouse know that the cat tree is off limits. So every time the cat is up there, it means she wants to be left alone. If your spouse respects that, then the cat will begin to feel as if she can go to the tree instead of hiding under the bed or hiding in the closet. You can also create hideaways using A-frame cat beds, boxes that are placed on their sides, donut beds, whatever kind of arrangement you can come up with that allows your cat to feel somewhat invisible, yet still able to be in the room. If the litter box is currently located in an area where your spouse will also be, such as the bedroom or the master bathroom, set up an additional box in another area so that your cat always has a choice. When is it time to start making contact? If your cat approaches your spouse, let her do a scent investigation without being interrupted. Just because she comes up to sniff your spouse's pant leg doesn't mean she wants anyone reaching down to pet her or to pick her up. Even if the cat walks across your spouse's lap, let her do so undisturbed. It's better to leave your cat wanting more rather than rushing this process and ending up with her darting away again. So the bottom line here is create positive associations, always give your cat the choice about whether she wants to interact or not, set up the environment so the cat can succeed, and go at the pace that your cat is comfortable with. You're not on a time schedule here. It's not going to happen in a day. It may not happen in a week. But the time that you invest in this will increase your chances of all of you being able to be one happy family. This is Pam Johnson Bennett. For more on this and other behavior topics, visit our website at catbehaviorassociates.com.